Tape marker. Action. Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil, guys. Action.
What's going on, Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Callie Ange.
And this is our review of Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, guys, where Maleficent and aka Aurora, aka Sleeping Beauty, tries to unite the kingdoms of human and creatures alike, guys. Let's get right to it. This is our review, guys. Stay tuned.
I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command. You are a toy!
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
You must be imaginative, strong-hearted. You must try things that may not work. You must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
You are listening to Alamo City Disney Podcast, the Disney Couple Edition, guys, where we take the magic and bring it right to your ears. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela with Callie D'Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, and we bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day, guys. Yeah, let's get right to it. This is our review of Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, aka Maleficent 2, aka Maleficent is still the hero, guys. She is still the hero, the antagonist. And it is true to the story.
Protagonist.
And it is, yeah, it is not changed one bit. And it's funny, too, because I knew a lot of people that were actually wanted to see the true villain of, Maleficent. And we're not going to mention any spoilers, by the way, guys. The true story, I guess, of Maleficent and everything. And to make sense of it all, like, I just, you know, from the first one, I was just like, okay, they're going with a young Aurora. They're doing a very young woman. And I was just like, okay, that's not too bad. This first one. Now, going into the second one, I was just like, is this a necessary sequel?
Necessary. I mean, it's pretty subjective because, you know, it's so hard to, because, you know, while it may not have been necessary, like some people may not think it was necessary. I feel like I appreciated getting more or seeing more of Aurora and as well as Maleficent because I absolutely love Angelina Jolie. I think she's amazing.
She was so
flawless,
spot on.
Perfection. Like her, she, I wish I could look like her now. I'm like half her age and I don't look that good.
I will say this. I mean, just the way the procedure, I even saw like behind the scenes of it, the way they put on the horns and everything. I mean, it's just a long process.
It is a long, super tedious process.
And the makeup, I mean, it just looks unbelievable. And it looks magnificent.
And it's so, I don't want to say simple because you're right. The process of putting on her entire aesthetic is pretty complicated, but it's just something so simple. Like she has the horns, she has the elevated cheekbones.
I mean,
the contacts, the striking red lips. So it's something really simple.
The fangs. Everything,
but
just so
it's
detailed.
Just so striking, and I absolutely love it. And I loved her performance in the first one.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I loved her performance in this one.
See, I mean, speaking of, standouts and everything, I mean, we got a new cast in here, of course, was Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer, everyone knows Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, she's been diabolical. She's been conniving. Same thing with Angelina Jolie. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer comes from a background of Catwoman, of What Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford.
Hairspray.
I mean, just Hairspray. It's just, she's been that diabolical, the evil woman, I guess. And to see this, I mean, we already got it from the trailer. She does play that diabolical scamist and just evil. And I love it because it's just that's what she's good at. And she's good at diabolical things. And I mean, not to say that she's only good at evil roles. It's just she's good at turning just any role she gets, she can really make it her own. And I did love that about it.
I agree. As much as the plot was a little predictable.
It very, 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 very predictable.
I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer's performance, though, as the villain, she does a really good take on it.
We're mentioning all the positives right now. There's a lot of negative coming very soon, guys. But yeah, so let's go to makeup. Special effects. The castle was really detailed, like, to the max. I was just like, wow, the detail of the castle was phenomenal. I loved it. You know, just special effects. I mean, general, it was so good. Like, it was just like a really good
how we see like, of course, the reoccurring creatures. Like, we see like the wooden, and please excuse me, I don't know the correct term, but the wooden like creatures with the horns. We see like almost like the toad looking creatures. Mm-hmm. We see, of course, the fairies, the three fairies, the red, blue, and pink.
Mm-hmm.
Pink, green, and blue. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's
all good. So you see all these creatures, but we also see new creatures in this one. I actually liked it. I like the way they were animated. It's just so whimsical, the way that it was done.
And they did more creatures on the animals, and we actually, I mean, more details on the animals slash creatures, or however you want to call it. And it really did show us a light into the aspect of what the kingdom is after Sleeping Beauty, after, you know, all the
wars, crown queen. We see like how she's, you know, running her kingdom,
and she's human, and that's the thing that I mean, she's the only human in that kingdom. Now, you know, this story was very predictable, and, you know, I'm going to say this, just the opening scene was very neutral to me. I just usually I always like it when a movie goes hard in the opening scene, and when it gets us right into the movie, it was okay. It wasn't good or terrible. It was just neutral. It was just like, eh.
I felt like it was necessary because, I mean,
shed some light.
It does open up a story. It kind of opens up in the middle of what's happening, so we see like this turmoil already happening between some of the kingdoms. There's tension definitely between the creatures and their kingdom, and then the humans and their kingdom. So to open it up that way, it kind of makes sense to me.
And see, here's the thing, Ellie Fanning, she plays Aurora in this one once again. And here's the thing, that first scene we get of Aurora, I'm just like, useless. I'm just like, it's useless. I mean, it really is. It's totally a waste of time. I mean, I hate to say it. Put it on the comments down below. Maybe you really did enjoy it, guys. I do apologize. But it just, I feel like it was useless. I feel like you could have taken that out of the movie. This movie runtime comes out to 1 hour and 58 minutes. It's pretty much 2 hours long.
I felt it.
Yeah. It wasn't dragging in a sense, but it was dragging. Like, it wasn't too dragging to where, like, I'm looking at my watch. It was almost getting to that point until we hit the climax of the movie, and the climax of the movie was actually not too bad. Actually, I could have been worse. I thought it was going to be worse than that.
I did enjoy the climax of the movie, but I feel like there's this kind of section in the middle, maybe, before the climax, before, like, the big reveal and scene happens, that was a little draggy for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was certain parts that were maybe a little long or unnecessary, because you kind of see, like you said, the plot's a little predictable, so you as an audience, you kind of generally know what the direction's going and what certain actions and decisions are done and how it's like a cause and effect kind of thing.
And it's a PG movie. I mean, I didn't know it was a PG movie. I thought it was PG-13 or something, but
for me, the one thing that did bother me, so obviously from the trailers you see, like, there's like humans and creatures essentially go to war, right?
Yeah.
That's the premise, that there's a tension between the two
kingdoms,
and it kind of blows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I didn't like the ending. I did, because, you know, happy ending. But I didn't like how it was, all's well that ends well, you know?
Yeah, it was just very characters, unethical.
Characters that were trying to, you know, and bring upon certain doom are just forgiven.
And it was just a very fairy tale in a sense. It's all in sense. It's a Disney movie. I mean, of course, it's gonna have that happy ending.
But it was just so.
I just didn't want it to be so cheesy and corny.
It was so cheesy. How everyone was like friends after
it was very corny. I would say this movie is probably the corniest Disney movie I've seen in a while, and it was so corny. Then again, Maleficent 1 to me was not too bad of a movie. It was had potential. Now, was this a sequel that we deserved? I would say I don't know. I'm on the fence on that, but Yeah, so we'll go back on that. And then, so the one scene that I really am going to say that I did love, I'm not going to mention what any of the quotes, any of it, but the dinner scene that you are about to see, if you do check it out, guys, the dinner scene is freaking great. That's probably the best part of the movie I love.
Because I like the banter between the characters. Yeah,
because they're boy, Michelle, I mean, you get two A-list actresses, wonderful women.
And they're super strong, too. Yeah. Like, they each have this presence.
Yeah.
And they on
camera. And they're just looking at each other. And the way the camera angles is just like, boom, 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 boom.
I like the banter they have because they're two, like, competing forces. Because Michelle Pfeiffer can hold her own.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie can hold her own. They're each kind of, like, have the facial expressions on point. They have the tone on point. What they're saying is just, they're, you know, they're so... Mm-hmm. They do it so well. It's so, and it's entertaining to watch that.
Yeah, it really is. And it really does shed light on that. I mean, just, man, it was such a good scene right there. So I will say that the dinner scene.
Yeah, because
really
we were in
good.
The theater, like, oh, oh no.
Right? yeah, so I would say that. Was this the film that we needed, Angela? Was this that the film that we needed at this very moment?
Maleficent
2, Mistress of Evil.
Needed? I would say maybe no.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I think it's because it's October, it's Halloween time, and that's the
right,
perfect time to release this.
They are promoting that, actually. Yeah. I've been seeing commercials all day about an early Halloween, and that's Maleficent.
Yeah.
So, yes, totally, completely understand why they put this movie out.
Okay.
In October.
Yeah, most definitely. So, was this the film? So, you're saying no?
I mean, do we need it? Need it? No, because I think... The way the first one ended, there wasn't really like any plot holes to explain or anything, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, no, there wasn't.
So, but I do appreciate that they made this further story to further develop some of the characters.
I'll say this again, and this movie, it just, I didn't need a sequel when I first heard about it. I was just like, maybe it has potential. But then after watching, I'm just like, we didn't need this. We really didn't. We didn't need this whatsoever.
I mean, I could see if someone were to argue, yes, we needed it. Because, I mean, yes, the first movie does end all well. And, you know, Aurora is queen of the creatures, that kingdom. But, I mean, it doesn't really show the human side. Because, yes, Aurora, like, the creatures accepted Aurora. She's human, you know.
In the first one.
The very first one. But we don't see how the rest of the land... Mm-hmm. Or like the surrounding land reacts to that. And I can see where they made this and why they wanted to go with that route.
Yeah. Really agree on that. So I'll be like, no, this is not the movie that we deserve. Rate 1 out of 10, what do you need to give it?
That's really I'm on the fence. I would say
I'm gonna do a 5.
I would say a 5 too. Yeah, because I loved Angelina Jolie. Yeah, I liked Michelle Obama.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Can't talk.
It's stormy.
Yeah.
I liked both of those characters.
Yeah.
But I feel like their performances alone didn't make the movie like a wow for me.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be a wow, and I love those actresses. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal, you know, flawless perfection, but I want to give it a 5 because I feel like the
story, the plot was just very,
very predictable,
done.
Corny at some points. I would say, and that was the only reason why it's a 5 is because the two, you know, main protagonists, main antagonists, kind of are pretty strong characters.
Yep, I agree with you there. Would you recommend this movie? I'm gonna say yes. For any Disney fans out there, any Disney moviegoers, I said, please be sure to check this movie out, guys, at a theater near you. Check it out. I mean, we're all Disney lovers. And
it's definitely like your kids will probably enjoy it.
Yeah, most definitely. The family's going to enjoy this movie. Right after seeing the Addams Family of last week, and be sure to check out this movie, Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check it out at theater near you because it's a work of art, and we'll be sure to put on
the
pop.
The CGI, the lands they create are beautifully done. Good. It's super colorful. Yeah. You know, you see all these creatures. They're adorable. They're super cute. So, I mean, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yep. Alrighty, guys. And, so Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. But even though we give it a middle rating, we still recommend this, all right? Put it on comments down below. Maybe you enjoyed this movie so much. Put us down in comments down below why you enjoyed it.
Or maybe you hated it.
Tell us why, guys, all right? So Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie. Am I going to buy this movie? You know, I did buy the first one, so I'll probably just to get it. Maybe if when it's on sale, I'll get it. But I probably wouldn't get it if it was $24.99 and above. I'll probably, if it's like $10 or less on
iTunes. Yeah, this is, in our opinion, definitely not a steelbook
movie. Yeah, no, most definitely not.
I mean, I'm sure it would be, you know, beautiful, you know, image on it, and it'd be a real cute case, but no.
All right, guys. All right, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cali Dand.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. All right, guys, so podcaster lovers, we actually got a new podcast. It's been released already. It's actually for our first ever reality TV show, guys. It's called Temptation Island, USA Network's Temptation Island, guys. And we actually been doing a podcast. It's strictly podcast format, so be sure to look us up. Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever a podcast can be found. You can even tell Alexa, guys. All right, thank you for making us a part of your day. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and give us a thumbs up if you like a review, guys. Bye. Catch you later. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.